soon bright-throned morning came and waked fair-robed Nausicaa. She marveled at the dream and hastened through the house to tell it to her parents, her dear father and her mother. She found them still indoors. Her mother sat by the hearth among the waiting women, spinning sea-purple yarn. She met her father at the door, just going forth to join the famous princes at the council, to which the High Phaeacian summoned him. So, standing close beside him, she said to her dear father, "Papa dear, could you not have the wagon harnessed for me, the high one with good wheels, to take my nice clothes to the river to be washed, which now are lying dirty? Surely for yourself it is but proper, when you are with the first men holding councils, that you should wear clean clothing. 5 good sons, too, are here at home, 2 married, and 3 merry young men still, and they are always wanting to go to the dance wearing fresh clothes. And this is all a trouble on my mind." Such were her words, for she was shy of naming the glad marriage to her father. But he understood it all, and answered thus, "I do not grudge the mules, my child, nor anything beside. Go, quickly shall the servants harness the wagon for you, the high one, with good wheels, fitted with rack above." Saying this, he called to the servants, who gave heed. Out in the court they made the easy mule cart ready. They brought the mules and yoked them to the wagon. The maid took from her room her pretty clothing and stowed it in the polished wagon. Her mother put in a chest food the maid liked of every kind, put dainties in and poured some wine into a goatskin bottle. The maid, meanwhile, had got into the wagon and gave her in a golden flask some liquid oil that she might bathe and anoint herself, she and the waiting women. Nausicaa took the whip and the bright reins and cracked the whip to start. There was a clatter of the mules, and steadily they pulled, drawing the clothing and the maid, yet not alone. Beside her went the waiting women, too. When now they came to the fair river's current, where the pools were always full, for in abundance clear water bubbles from beneath to cleanse the foulest stains, they turned the mules loose from the wagon and let them stray along the eddying stream to crop the honeyed pasturage. Then from the wagon they took the clothing in their arms, carried it into the dark water, and stamped it in the pits with rivalry and speed. And after they had washed and cleansed it of all stains, they spread it carefully along the shore, just where the waves washed up the pebbles on the beach. Then, bathing and anointing with the oil, they presently took dinner on the river bank and waited for the clothes to dry in the sunshine. And when they were refreshed with food, the maids and she, they then began to play at ball, throwing their wimples off. White-armed Nausicaa led their sport. And as the huntress Artemis goes down a mountain, down long Taygetus or Erymanthus, exulting in the boars and the swift deer, while round her sport the woodland nymphs, daughters of aegis-bearing Zeus, and glad is Leto's heart, for all the rest her child o'ertops by head and brow, and easily marked is she, though all are fair, so did this virgin pure excel her women.